Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good afternoon, Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. I want to make sure that all of you are invited to the virtual grand opening of my red carpet event for my newest listing. This is at 180 Holborn Avenue in the Danforth East area. This house is beyond words. It's beyond podcasts and beyond words. You really have to make sure you head over to holborn.realestatepodcastshow.com to follow along with me while I'm telling you the story behind this amazing home that was built 20 years ago. In the year 2000, this home was built brand new. That is not the common situation in this area. This area has a lot of older homes, some as old as 100 years, but this home is only 20 years old. So it's literally, in terms of home ages, it's obviously just past teenagehood, which is, again, a really, really incredible way to get a home, something that's been around for a few years, but just not 50 or 100 years, in my opinion, was better, which is why this house, again, speaks to so many people who like all the amazing things about it. So I'll start off working my way from the basement level right up to the top, and hopefully you'll be able to understand why this house needs to be on your list. If you're looking for a new property, if you own a semi-detached home or a bungalow and you're looking to move up to this kind of very large, family-friendly, work-friendly, workout-friendly space, huge yard with a built-in backyard movie theater. You have to see it to believe it. So let me start off with the basement area. So the basement in this home is very unique. It's actually divided up into two areas. So there's a bedroom and a living room in the basement, which is really, really spacious. It has its own separate entrance, has its own kitchen. So it's all there, ready to go. At one point, it was built, again, it was built with the house 20 years ago. So it was designed for the owner, as far as I can tell, as somewhere for a family member to live. So in the case of current use, it's actually split up into two areas. So there's the basement, bedroom, and the living area. And then on the other side, on the opposite side of the wall that divides the two spaces, is the laundry room, a dedicated home office area, which is, again, it's a phenomenal, nice space with its own separate entrance, which is a really great feature of this property. And when you see the setup, you'll understand that it's ideal for both home office use, for possibly a dedicated area for homeschooling. It's got so many applications. Next to that is the garage, which is being currently used as a home gym. So of course there's storage in there. You can of course put a car in there, but right now its main duty has become a home gym in the last few years. And the added bonus of this property is that the weight system, the squat rack, about 300 pounds or so in free weights, again, state-of-the-art commercial level bench. Again, this is not the cheap stuff you get just at the at the department stores for weightlifting. This is heavy duty equipment, plus a treadmill is included in this home gym, and all this stuff is included when you're buying this house, which makes moving in and keeping your workout schedule, staying healthy, makes it very easy to do. And especially right now with the state of what's going on out there, I can't imagine having a better setup for both a home office or a homeschool studio area and also a gym area that again are independent of each other. They're next to each other, but they're independent as well. Next, we'll make our way to the main floor. So in the main floor, you've got probably the nicest part of the house that you're going to see when you visit. So you've got the main floor, then you've got you walk right in. You've got a really nice foyer with a two-piece powder room right as you come in. So really easy for hand washing, big closet next to that, all the essentials that every family might ask for. And then you've got this really, really long living room / dining area. And when you walk in, you'll just see, again, it just goes for miles. And then beyond that, there's actually a sitting room, a family room on the other side of the wall that connects to the kitchen and also an eating area. So you've got this really family-focused, relaxation-focused area on the main floor that goes out to the deck, which has been transformed into its current state, which is a backyard theater. It's just something that when you see it again, you'll understand that because of the fact that things have been so hard, and this has been part of the deck situation here, obviously, which leads down to the yard. Very, very low maintenance yard. Everything has been made in the front and in the back of the property to be very low maintenance, so you can just move right in and just start living. There's a nice swing set in the back with monkey bars. And again, it's a really nice, comfortable, secure setup. If you've got pets, you'll really appreciate that. And the last part of the property is on the second floor. So what you've got up there is this master bedroom that is, again, beyond words and beyond podcast. It's a 19-foot wide master bedroom. So if you're looking at properties for sale, you are not going to normally see a bedroom this size. Even the most recent sales in this area, the master bedrooms are between 12, 13, or 14 feet. That I've seen in recent months and going back quite a bit, I think about 2 or 3 months. So this 19-foot wide master bedroom with sitting area in the bedroom, huge walk-in closets, again, ensuite bath connected to it, everything you could possibly ever need for a master bedroom retreat. It's phenomenal. The second and third bedrooms are also very spacious, very large bedrooms for the kids. And again, and or an office space, whatever you might want to make of it. They've got their bath on that side, and you've got skylights that literally fill the whole house with light from up there. So you've got a skylight in the hallway, you've got a skylight in the master bathroom, and a skylight in the other bathroom as well. So you've got so much natural light coming through the property that it just fills the house with this really good energy, this really good light. I hope you've enjoyed this explanation of the of this red carpet podcast grand opening event that I'm trying to, again, bring you guys with me on these tours. For you to get the all the information you need for yourself and for your realtor to book the appointment and get in here, because this kind of property just doesn't stay on the market for long. There's far too many amazing things. And what I want you to do is understand that when you're buying a house like this, you are buying a house that has all of the features and all the bells and whistles of a $2 million plus property, but you're paying less than that to live here. So it's a really, really great opportunity. If you're in a property right now that just isn't the right one, if you're looking to expand your property and maybe even use this property as a one or two family situation. Again, these are all the things that you might want to look into, and we can make sure that this is the right place for you, and I'm sure it will be. Again, visit holborn.realestatepodcastshow.com. Thank you as always for tuning in, and enjoy the rest of your day.